A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony and Val McGinley with me on the line. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Ger.
Now, we have a query in here, and it goes like this. As much as I try to keep my mouth shut in general conversation, sometimes comments slip out, which expose something I shouldn't be revealing. The problem is that I beat myself up for ages later on over letting it slip. I accept this probably happens with everyone occasionally, but I am unhappy with myself for doing it. My belief is not to discuss other people's business. I'm wondering, is there any way that I can stop this from happening again?
Tony?
Well, first and foremost, what hits me between the eyes like a brick is I beat myself up for ages, and the problem is. And the problem is not what's stated there, that they beat themselves up. The problem is that they leak this information out. Now, I presume this person is some sort of professional situation where integrity and trustworthiness are essential. And so that's the first thing I'd point out to this person, that your problem is leaking the information, and then your second problem probably is feeling bad and beating yourself up about it. And so it's so important, this business of trustworthiness. I mean, if your doctor told all the neighbours what was wrong with you, you wouldn't like it, and it would upset you. But that's nothing compared to the on a global scale. The world at the moment is literally built on lies and manipulating the news and the whole thing. And it is the focus of the problem. But once you get that right, you can then start, as it were, looking to replace guilt with some other emotion that, you know, if you do leak something accidentally, you know, that you don't feel bad for weeks afterwards.
I have a different take on it from Tony. When I read this, I kind of thought, first of all, what hops out of me is my belief is not to discuss other people's business. Well done, listener. Well done. And I wouldn't take it up that it's a professional person at all. There are people out there who just will not discuss other people's business.
Yeah.
And I say, fair dues to you, fair dues to you.
Can I suggest easier said than done, not to discuss other people's business, isn't it?
Definitely. And my advice is walk away. You can look at your watch if you want to and just say, geez, I need to be on my way.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would say to this listener, it happens with everybody. Stuff slips out because we either forget or, like, we're caught up in the moment or whatever.
Yeah.
And my take on it is, like, okay, this listener beats themselves up about it. I would say to your listener, everybody does it. It's impossible not to let something slip out. And it's not that we mean to. And bringing yourself to account each day, I would say, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I would hope, listener, that would be enough that you'd say to yourself, I didn't mean to do it.
Yeah. So find a way of getting out of those conversations, but you realise you're not going to be able to prevent it from happening every time. Is that right?
Exactly. Now, sometimes I wear a big ring and I turn the big ring backwards and I curl my fingers over it so as I can find it, I feel it pressing into the palm of my hand. And that's like if I'm having coffee with somebody, it's to remind me to watch my tongue.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And Tony, look, is that the side of it that you need to realise that you can reduce it, but you're not going to prevent it forever from happening?
Because
they start talking about other people, I guess. That's the whole way it works.
Yeah, it may not be other people. It could be some situation, some business thing or whatever. It could be anything.
Yeah.
But it's watching what you say. And the whole thing of trustworthiness, I think that's to me, is so important, because listening to the news absolutely drives me insane. I feel like, you know, exploding at times, because the world is so riven with dishonesty and you know, fake news, as has become called. And so for me, that's a huge issue. But this person evidently recognizes that there is a problem and now is just struggling with it. And I'd say, look, you're doing the right thing, but just don't feel as bad about it.
Yeah, a listener gets in touch. Say nothing and keep saying it. I always say it's not your story to tell.
Yeah, well, you see, the problem is, listener, and thank you for phoning in, by the way. Yeah. The problem is, it slips out.
It does.
It's not that that this listener means to say it, it's that it slips out, and afterwards I think, or the listener thinks, flipping heck, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, and there's other people who let it all slip out and would never even think twice about it. That's the other thing. At least this person realises
and make up a heck of a lot and add to it. Yeah.
I remember years ago I used to do courses on assertiveness, right?
Yes.
I would say to the group on the first night, is this group confidential? And they would say, yes, it is. And I'd say, how do you know? How do you know?
Like, you know? Yeah, how do you know?
Because maybe there'd be 10 people in the group, and you're depending on people you don't know to not either talk about something or slip something out. And I would say, excuse me, I would say to the group, if you don't want something bandied about, don't share it in the group.
Yeah.
We're here to learn about assertiveness. We're not here to learn about personal problems or something like that, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
but I would kind of warn them to be careful, because I've heard of people, even when I worked as a psychotherapist, clients would say to me, I know this is confidential. And I'd say, excuse me, I'd say, how do you know it's confidential? You know,
that's
like, you're trusting me. And I would say what this person says, as a professional person, I would endeavour to the best of my ability not to discuss other people's problems.
Yeah.
And I would say to clients, look, I won't salute you downtown, but you can salute me.
Yes. Yeah, that's a fair point. Indeed. Okay, we have another query to come in here I want to get to. I've been keenly listening to a problem shared for many months now. I've gone through both school and university systems. I think I'm reasonably well educated. However, recently a neighbour told me a new thinking that no one person can, as it were, run the world. He said that now experts are considered a thing of the past. I was quite shocked by this perception. Do you know anything about it? Tony?
Oh, yeah, I have a fair few opinions about the whole scene, as it were. You know, as we become far more technically and scientifically diverse, we are now understanding, in my lifetime, there's been about 6 or 8 new sciences, you know, subatomic physics, quantum theory, and so on and so forth. And it's such that human knowledge is not containable in one container, and that's the first thing, you know, which is wonderful. Once we recognize that, and you know, the big companies, the big institutions, work on that basis. They work on the basis of consultation and reciprocity. And if you don't use those in science or in whatever, in any sort of, you know, organization, it's not going to work properly. And you have NASA, like, there are tens of thousands of people working in NASA, but everything is shared, not every science is shared in each department, but everything is shared, and it is the only way that science can advance. So, yeah, I agree with what's said in that letter. You know, there are no one experts anymore. You know, there were 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago, whatever. But as science and understanding expands, so does the need, as it were, for the container to be much larger than one.
Yeah, I just am so encouraged by this. I find it fantastic. It means that you, Jerry O'Sullivan, have information that I don't have.
And
so the only way I can get to the truth of an issue is by including everybody in as much as it's appropriate.
Yes.
And it's being shared. I remember looking at a film called Lorenzo's Oil.
Yes, yeah.
It's based on true facts. And what happened is that these medical experts, the husband and wife, had a son who developed some sort of illness or something like that. And it was only the breakthrough came when they eventually, because they had enough money to do it, they gathered together a group of people.
And they all and helped to come up with a solution.
Yeah, they came up with the solution. Yeah. And it was a guy who made oil who came up with the solution. Yeah. It wasn't the medical expert.
The medical genius of it all. Yeah, Nick Nolte and Susan Sarandon, I think, in that movie, Lorenzo's Oil.
Well, God, I was trying to think of Nick Nolte's
name. Just popped into my head there.
And I couldn't for the life of me think of it.
Two great actors.
I could see him in my head, but I couldn't think of his name.
Final comment for the show. Donny, listening in Denmark, says, my father gave me advice when I was young. Keep your mind to yourself like a dead pig and you'll never hurt anybody's feelings. There you go. That's
I
comprehensive.
Love it.
There you go. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for listening as well. My thanks to Tony and Val McGinley for our problem shared back with us next Wednesday.